Welcome back once again. It is time for our weekly check-in with Sean Stone, cultural commentator to the Round Table. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm very well.
So the thing you've seen?
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Heard of it.
Yes.
I saw it too. Of course. I'm sure people haven't yet because it's a busy time of year, but a lot of people also, of course, have.
It was nice to go to a midweek matinee, which I often do, and the theater was two-thirds full.
Yeah.
Usually it's seven people.
Right, or none at all other than
yes.
You. Yeah, no, that's great. So you liked it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It gives Mark Hamill a chance to act, and he's really great as elderly, cranky Luke Skywalker on his island. And when it comes to his big showdown with Kylo Ren. It took me a couple of years to distinguish whether it was Rilo Ken or Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren,
Adam Driver.
That's right.
He's magnificent. It's like a Sergio Leone standoff in terms of its import. And I hope Adam Driver's villain is going to be less emo from now on and more just pure evil.
Yeah, he's really dealing with a lot. It feels like he needs. Some therapy, some talk therapy.
Yeah, so he needs to just go full on evil.
Okay.
And Daisy Ridley, of course, as you know, an up and coming Jedi. She's fantastic.
She's tremendous.
So a lot of interesting parts for a lot of interesting character actors. Of course, Carrie Fisher, Laura Dern. Of course, some of the guys who came back from the last movie are very good. Oscar Isaac. My only gripe is that really it didn't need to be 2.5 hours long.
Sure.
If we could just pare it back, I'll compromise just 20 minutes less.
Okay.
How's that?
Fine.
You know, but of course, Kingsman, The Golden Circle didn't need to be 2.5 hours long either.
I think most things don't.
No.
But I guess if you're fully into it, you want to like sit there as long as possible. And it's more for that kind of mega fan than a casual fan. Of any given franchise.
I guess, but I don't know. I don't know if you can be casual, you know. I mean, this thing has been in our lives for,
right.
You know, I was 13 when the first one came out, you know, and if you had told me then that there would still be Star Wars movies when I was, you know, much older, I would not have believed you.
Would you have been psyched about it, though?
After the first one, yes.
Okay.
had all the trading cards and all that, yeah.
All right. So it's a gift to younger you.
Yes. Yes. We'll frame it that way.
All right. So it's kind of a weird week for events because we have New Year's on Sunday, New Year's Eve on Sunday, New Year's Day on Monday. It makes things kind of wonky, but there is some stuff going on.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird time because New Year's just sort of blows up the whole entertainment week. It's like this is the one month of the year there's no Troy Night Out.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Which works out well for them since it's deadly cold.
Very, very chilly out there. Be safe, everybody.
As the intro music was playing, that was NRBQ. They're going to be at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy, the legendary R&B rock. They're like a genre-busting legendary band. They're going to be at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy on Friday at 8 o'clock. For you jam band fans, I know you're out there because they're going to be at the Palace Theater for two nights. Twiddle will be at the Palace. This is interesting. It's Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 8 o'clock. And I don't know why that is. That's just struck me as funny.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Different opening bands each night.
Okay. So you can twiddle in the new year.
Yes. And there's the Berkshire Bach Ensemble is doing their annual Bach at New Year's Grand Tour. It starts on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Academy of Music in Northampton. Moves to the Mahewee Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington Sunday at 6 p.m. And the final concert is at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy on Monday at 3 p.m. For a fun family evening, New Year's Eve thing to do, there's MOPCO, that's Mop and Bucket Company.
Right, the improv group.
They're going to do a New Year's Eve family show and ball drop. That's at their theater in Schenectady Sunday night at 7 p.m. And then Byron Nilsson and Malcolm Kogut's Song to Amuse, It's Lonely at the Top, which is a Randy Newman song, which he tried to get Frank Sinatra to sing and didn't work out.
Okay.
That's going to be at Steamer No. 10 Theater Sunday at 7 o'clock. They did a different version of that last New Year's Eve that I went to, and it was hilarious.
Okay.
It's really funny, like, cabaret songs.
All right. And they just do like a on a different theme, like the It's Lonely at the Top is a song and sort of a theme of the night.
Yeah. And okay. And it's decade spanning.
Great. That sounds fun.
It is fun.
That's at Steamer 10 on Sunday at 7.
Yeah. Western Avenue, Albany. At the Hollow in Albany, Sunday at 8 o'clock, you can spend New Year's Eve with Merck and the Late Shift. Merck is a big local R&B hip-hop dude. New Year's Eve at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, Sunday at 9 o'clock, takes on a New Orleans flavor with Glenn David Andrews, his cousin's trombone shorty.
Oh, okay.
Big musical family.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then we have what I'm calling a comedy conspiracy. Because it's at multiple, it's called First Night of Funny. It's been going on for a couple of years now, and it's at multiple venues. And it's weird because none of the venues sort of cross promote. You know, you don't go to the Egg website and they don't mention that it's happening anywhere else.
Right.
But it's all called First Night of Funny. It's at the Egg Sunday at 9 o'clock. That is the clean show.
Okay.
There are two uncensored shows. That's at the Cohoes Music Hall Sunday at 8, and also the Egg Sunday at 8:30, because the Egg, of course, has
two theaters.
That's right. And then there are three more of them, at least, that I found.
Okay.
And these are just say 16 plus, you know, so I don't know what that means, whether it's going to be clean or uncensored, but they're saying...
A little bit blue, but...
Yeah, so you got to be 16 years old to get in.
Okay.
That's at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall at 8 o'clock. Well, actually, they're all at 8 o'clock. The Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. And the main stage at Proctor's, all Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
So you can, if you want to see comedy on New Year's Eve, you can go to most of the major venues in the region. And they should have something for you. But, I mean, check online first.
Check online first. But it seems like if you're not going to go out and spend an enormous amount of money at a restaurant and have some sort of spectacular time, it seems like comedy has become the go-to.
Yeah, why not try to laugh?
Yeah.
It's the end of this year, Sean.
It is the end of this year.
The end of this year.
Yes, 2017 was really bad. And it was also really weird. Like, my favorite weird movie trend of the year was the appearance of John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads as a pivotal plot point in three movies.
I don't know this.
Alien Resurrection.
Okay.
That's the song that's the beacon that lures them to the planet to their doom.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsman: The Golden Circle, Mark Strong sings it as he's standing on a landmine about to blow up.
I'm going to have to find that.
And then Logan Lucky, Channing Tatum's daughter, sings it at a beauty pageant to win at the end of the movie. And it's legitimately this big touching moment. And I thought, what are the odds that a John Denver song gets prominent placement in prominent scenes in three movies in one year?
Yeah, and three...
Completely
action-y
different
movies, but different
movies,
from each other.
Very different genres, you know? Weird.
Does anybody else know this? Are you, like, discovering something important? No, it can't possibly be important.
It can't possibly be important. And in 2017, you know, we had a story in the New York Times about, you know, the Air Force investigating aliens, and it was over in a day. Things don't really register anymore.
On that note, all of Sean's events are posted at WAMC.org/roundtable. The audio will be uploaded later this morning. Sean, thank you for another year of joining us and imparting your wisdom.
You're welcome. And if you want to call it wisdom, I'll take it.
Up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.